Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Sorry, I was just jumping in there. I'm doing well, thanks.
I'm coming in from downtown.
This is Quarantine Radio, episode number 2. We're going to try our first guest right away. Let's see if she picks up.
Nope.
Whoa, she's calling here. Wow, how about that?
Hey, this is Jamel. I don't know what happened. Like, I tried to pick it up, and it just was doing something weird.
Jamel, everything is going wrong now.
This country's falling apart.
I know. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just chilling. My husband, one of his best friends, and his wife just kind of stopped by because they were in the area. But I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
Did you test anybody before you interacted with them?
Like the White House press briefings?
Yeah.
I did not test them, but they have been tested today. They came down here because they had a normally scheduled doctor's appointment, and they said before they walked into the doctor's office or could, you know, really fill out any paperwork, their temperature was taken and everything. And then they asked them, you know, have you guys been out the country or whatever? So apparently, I mean, I know it's not the full coronavirus test, but apparently, I guess this is you know, our new normal.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to super scared, how scared are you right now?
You know what? I think I'm probably a little above chill. But
well,
I'm
on
not
a scale of what?
Yeah, like if that was like a 1 to 10 question, oh, I would say I'm probably at about a 4.5. And you know, the thing, it's not that what I'm reading is necessarily freaking me out, or the information, or you know, keeping updated on the news. You know what freaked me out probably more than anything was going to the grocery store today.
Really?
Me and my husband went to the grocery store this morning. We live by a 24-hour grocery store. They decided to close yesterday, just overnight, because they had to restock because mm-hmm. people had cleaned them out. So we get there, it opens at 8 a.m., and this line is wrapped. You would have thought that they would have been giving away the groceries for free.
Man.
And they had to let people in incrementally because they didn't want to overwhelm their staff. And we get in there, and it was like the apocalypse had already happened, and this was what was left over. So when I see things like that, that freaks me out. Is seeing people hoarding and rushing to buy all this stuff, because then their anxiety becomes my anxiety. So me and my husband in the grocery store, we buy shit we don't even eat because we're afraid that like maybe it won't be here. Or
yeah, and like maybe you have a craving in like 2 weeks and you're just like, I don't know, I guess I wanted that thing.
Correct. And then I, you know, of course I start wanting all the shit I shouldn't want, because I'm telling you, if I wasn't married, I would have gone into the grocery store and got a bag of Reese cups and six bottles of Mayomi and called it a day.
How do you guys do it when you show up like and go in the doors? Do you guys like have a list? Do you guys know to split up and you're like, all right, I'm gonna take
cover more ground?
Yeah.
We did split up a little bit, but we had a list that we were working from. However, again, seeing all the things that were gone had a psychological impact on us.
Sure.
Because there was no chicken. Yep. The only thing left was like sausage and Beyond Meat products. And I was like, damn, I'm not at the point yet where I'm fucking with Beyond Meat.
Yo,
like, I'm not there yet.
we did buy Beyond Meat the other day and made some Beyond Burgers. And I got to be honest.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh,
like,
snap.
Yeah, I know. Like, even the pictures that we took for Instagram, even those looked good. So Beyond is all right for now.
Okay. All right. I'll have to keep that in mind. I haven't got to that point yet. But
yeah. Jamel's like, yeah, never.
But I know. Yeah.
It's really nice to hear that your Instagram pictures look nice.
How did you? Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because I saw that we saw those shelves cleaned out. So suddenly, like, we have it. We try to eat healthy. I mean, my husband is great at it. I am average at best.
Mm-hmm.
I can be good at it on occasion. So suddenly he picks up a couple cans of SpaghettiOs, and I was like, are you kidding me? He was like, you never know. I was like, babe, when is the last time you've eaten SpaghettiOs? It's like when we were kids, but yet, what do we have in our cabinet? 4 cans of SpaghettiOs. This is ridiculous.
Have you seen anyone you know personally on any of the lines?
Well, I did see an actor today in the line, and he was I'm a big fan of Living Single, mm-hmm. and he was on Living Single before, and
nice.
I'm like, oh, I recognize him from Living Single. But I couldn't remember his name, so I didn't say anything. Yeah, right. I didn't want to, you know, say, "Ain't you? Aren't you that person?" You know, I didn't want to be that person, so I just
gave where's
him
your flat
the
top?
Universal. I just gave him the universal black head nod. So, which by the way, the universal black head nod.
Mm-hmm.
See, now we
yeah,
look
no,
like
now it's like, you know, it's a wave because like
yes,
you know,
it's a wave.
Yeah.
Now we look like revolutionaries. This coronavirus, we were all talking about this a moment ago, but this coronavirus is playing right into the skill sets of black people. This is our wheelhouse right here. This is our time.
Jamel, have you, because you're very active on Twitter and you have a huge Twitter fandom and following and the whole thing, but a lot of the time you get a lot of idiots who jump in your comments because one of your tweets has done very well and it
goes outside,
it finds
the bubble.
A new audience. Yeah. Right. What is the stupidest stuff that you have seen enter your timeline?
Well, you know, and it pains me to say this because I met her before and she's a very lovely person, but somebody tweeted in all the wild conspiracy theories that Carrie Hilson was
I saw that
yesterday. Yes.
Craziness.
Yes, it was pretty crazy. And I was just trying to follow it because, look, every now and again, I love a good conspiracy theory. I'm not immune to it. So I was thinking, okay, where is this going? And as I got down the rabbit hole of her tweets, I was just like, okay, she needs to. This is the other downside of this quarantine moment that we're in, is that it's going to give people a lot more time and a lot more time to think. And those thoughts are not going to be filtered, and they're going to just go straight to social media. So we're going to get exposed to the true dumbness of a lot of people. So that one was probably a good one. And then, of course, all these people who are tweeting that coronavirus is already in some of our household products and that it's employed by the government. Yeah, those people.
God.
So, right. So
wait,
those are
but,
probably
okay,
the two dumbest
but,
things.
But what if we agree with that, right? What if it's in the Chef Boyardee products or the SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
No, well, supposedly it's in all of our Lysol cans.
Oh, no.
Apparently. And we've been, but it's, people don't understand, it's different strains of this. And the one that's in your household product is not the one that everybody's getting. So they take that to be an indication that we're already immune to it. And this is just a ploy. I was like, oh, and what is the point of this ploy? Like, is the point of the ploy to tank the economy?
Yo.
Because usually ploys end up with a really rich windfall for somebody. And right now we all are, you know, we're not all necessarily struggling, but a lot of people are looking at the stock market and feeling like this is going to be really bad. And not just the stock market is the least of it, because most people in this country don't even have stocks. The bigger impact is clearly what happens to hourly workers, people we rely on every single day, and who, you know, most times we take for granted, like the contribution that they make. And so I think that's probably, if I had to say, of my 4.5 of, you know, in terms of the fear scale, the most of that fear is related to the economy and what this might do.
Do you find yourself watching CNN, MSNBC, whatever, like to catch the news, or does it freak you out too much?
I'm not trying to traumatize myself. You know what I was watching before I got on the phone with you guys? Gladiator. That's what I was watching.
Wait,
so
you're the second
you're the second person that we've talked to today who's been watching Gladiator. But I think that the good thing about watching like a long movie like that is that it takes up the entire day. Like,
totally.
Gladiator, Godfather.
Do you want to know what we did the other night? We started watching. We started watching Chernobyl on HBO.
Oh, great.
The worst thing to watch. And then once you get like a couple episodes in, you're like, well, I got to finish this.
Yeah.
So
it's so good.
Like, I
got to
see
also
how this turns out.
Yeah. It turns out great, by the way.
Yeah.
Real happy ending for everybody.
For Gorbachev.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is, I guess if you want to look for any silver linings, I hate to use the word upside, is that now I'm kind of able to watch a lot of things that I normally don't have the time to watch. And like, I mean, I'm going to finish or get caught up on This Is Us. Like, I'm in season 2 or 3 because I had started watching it and I kind of, you know, got on, you know, life kind of interrupted and that sort of thing. But now I have a lot of, you know, a little bit more time. I am writing in the process of writing my memoir, which is due in May. So That is
wonderful timing.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. This is good timing for that.
Because wait, how do we know that your publisher didn't set up this whole thing? And it wasn't like just like Gary Lysol or whatever.
You're right. Yeah. This is what it is. It was a master plot by Hope Publishing to get me to finish my book. But so it's good for, you know, that because I'm able to spend even more time writing now than before. But, you know, I'm also watching some, you know, some television I haven't seen. I mean, me and my husband watched a movie with Megan Good and Michael Ealy, The Intruder. We mm-hmm. watched that the other night. We hadn't seen that. Oh,
we
saw that.
We did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good flick. I mean, yep. Is Dennis Quaid been on steroids? And I not know it. Like, yeah. He was ripped in this movie. You know, so watching that, I have watched, I'm going to say in the last 2 days, and it's one of my favorite shows, so this is not a hardship or not me picking up something new. I probably watched a good 20 episodes of Bar Rescue. Easy.
Are you?
Wait, what's the biggest problem that one of the bars was having?
Wait, you said what's the biggest what?
What's the biggest problem that one of the bars was having?
Well, these are all older episodes, and some of them are from the new season, which just started. And so this is pre-coronavirus, but this is probably going to work out pretty good for him because there's going to, you know, because of the shutdowns in L.A., Chicago, New York, all these bars and restaurants have been forced to shut down. There's going to be a lot of bars that need to be rescued. So
could you imagine if they were filming an episode while, like, you know, the mayor of Los Angeles or New York or wherever they're filming says, yes. like, hey, we got to shut this down.
Like, yeah,
we need more stools in here.
I know that shut it down, he says, would take on a whole new meaning. But you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if that actually was happening because I think they're filming, you know, quite a bit, and so that would totally put a new wrinkle on the things happening for sure. But I've been watching a lot of Bar Rescue. I'm pretty bummed that the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion now won't take place because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Keeping up with my soap, as also I'm a Young and the Restless fan. So
where does that air now?
Well, I have a DVR, so it's like
That one's on like ABC or whatever, right? Like
CBS. Yes, it's on CBS. Yeah, so it's on
CBS. Come on, Jeff.
They film
sorry.
Down the street. Yeah, no, they actually film down the street from my house. You were talking about a panic level. If they shut down production of Young and the Restless, I'm gonna lose it. I'm just telling you right now, I'm gonna lose it.
You need your stories. So, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what's one daytime like or what's a game show that you would break through the quarantine to like sit in the audience of? Like thinking about like Price is Right, would you go to Jeopardy? Would you go to Wheel of Fortune? Like what's one thing that you would break out for?
Well, I know Price is Right would seem to be a pretty easy one because that also is filmed down the street from my house. So I could break quarantine and not have to go too far. So it might be Price is Right. And then every time they put an item up to bid, I could say, is this a pre-coronavirus price or a current?
Oh my, imagine if they did the hand sanitizer and you're just like $4,001. Right? Yeah.
Yes, I'm like, I'm sorry. I was recently in contact with a price counter, so now the hand sanitizer is worth, you know, $9,000. Understood.
Have you cooked things that are now frozen and you're set for like 2 weeks, or do you have to go back into the world and stand on another line?
Right now, we're good. We're okay. We did, you know, we broke down. We got some frozen pizza, which. The other thing I think more so than the different things you might be eating now because of the quarantine and the shortage of groceries is you'd be surprised at the things that you wind up trying, or not in terms of new food, but in terms of just trying to cook just as a result, like, okay, let me see if I can make this, you know, now because I got time on my hands. And I am so proud of myself because I have been able to make the perfect omelet 2 days in a row. And this is only the fourth time I've ever made an omelet.
Congratulations. What do you put in your omelet?
So my husband is – the omelet's for him because he's more of an omelet guy. But he's an egg white guy.
Mm.
And eggs were never my testimony. Like I was not really good at them at all. Because I'm going to move on and graduate to try to make the perfect scrambled eggs. That'll be the next project.
Nice.
But – But he just likes it pretty basic. And, you know, I jazz it up a little in terms of seasoning, put some red pepper in it, some seasoned pepper, a little salt, you know, or whatever. But I'm gonna surprise him and throw some shrimp in there. Maybe that'll be for like tomorrow or the weekend.
Nice.
I like the idea that he's like so healthy, eating like egg white omelets and then also SpaghettiOs.
I was very disappointed because we were in the cookie aisle, and of course he reached for like Triscuits or some shit, and I was like, oh man, you know. But it works out well because he's able to keep me in line because I can't be eating all this destructive stuff, and he's over there looking like you know, a god rather with his body and everything. So so yeah, I mean, I did get some ice cream. I was like, look. I don't want to go totally crazy, especially, you know, for us, you know, like again, a lot of cities, like the gyms are closed.
Yep.
My hot yoga studio was probably one of the last holdouts because as they made a point of telling everybody, the virus actually dies in heat. So,
I saw that Equinox was like bragging about how they were going to stay open, and then somebody got coronavirus at Equinox.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
And so Equinox Tribeca sent out an email being like, sorry everybody, but like, you know, whatever. Goddamn. So.
Jeez. Well, it will be. I mean, I'm sure there will be a lot of people exercising virtually. I'm sure right now Peloton people think they're so much better than everybody else.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, they already did.
And yeah. And Peloton, like corporate, is making a killing right now. So
yeah.
Oh, of
but
course.
That's also like, Equinox's people. So it's like it's all going to Trump. Oh. So you know.
Well, and that's the kind of the messed up thing about it is that you could probably get a Peloton easier right now than you could get a case of water.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
I know it is. That's our.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jamel.
I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to depress you guys. But that's our society in a nutshell right yeah. now. It's just like whatever. But.
That and Jared Kushner's brother making a killing. So.
Oh yeah, of course, because Jared Kushner through Facebook groups is going to figure all of this out.
I know. Jamel, you have your podcast, which does not normally tape at your house.
No, it doesn't. It tapes down the street.
Right.
So,
are you still like proceeding as usual, or is it on hiatus, or what are you doing?
Right now, we're proceeding as usual. It kind of the timing. Works, weird thing to say, but we were coming to the end of season one on March 30th. Mm-hmm. And typically, I'm usually with Bank Podcast about a month, month and a half ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's running as scheduled for right now. We haven't felt like we needed to go on hiatus. Now, what will be interesting is that next week, I had some pretty major interviews lined up that I was supposed to be doing. Right now, they still appear to be on, but I don't know if that'll be the case. So we're.
Do you want to funnel them our way? And then we can do them in a timely manner.
Right.
Well, you know, let me think about that. Now, the major factor is I don't know. A couple of the guests that I have lined up for next week do live in LA. So I feel like my chances are at least 50-50 with that.
Yeah.
But. There's one guest that doesn't, and I'm trying to think of unless there's some other pressing reason that he's in LA, then I could see that one being completely canceled.
Are any of these guests the guy from Living Single?
No, but I tell you what, though, things might get tough, and if I see him at Ralph's, I might be like, hey, man, what you doing for the next hour, all right? We got plenty of hand sanitizer. Yeah. We're good.
Well, Jamel... Jamel,
I was taping up to last week, so it's just like, you know, it's interesting how much things have changed between now and when I did my last in-person interview.
Yeah, for real. Well, Jamel, stay safe. Love to you and yours, and hopefully we'll all get through this and we can talk soon in person again. We were looking forward to seeing you when we went to LA, but obviously that trip is...
Not happening.
Not happening. But
I assume that was probably the case. Well, it was very good to catch up with you guys. And I think this is a wonderful idea. And thank you, you know, not to be, I guess, too callous about it, but you sort of understand a little bit when you hear former convicts talk about how they had to kill time in a day in prison.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of – it's not to say because I, you know, I'm not in an orange jumpsuit, obviously. I'm not trying to compare. But, right. Like, at the
but
same
by
time,
the way-
like –
With
You're
your skin
time.
Complexion, you look great in orange.
There you go.
That is true. Yeah. That is very, very true. Which reminds me, I need to finish Orange is the New Black, so thanks for that.
Well, it's either that or Love Is Blind, so yeah. You know.
Oh, I'm already done with that.
Same, by the way. So we'll catch up on that like after this. But yeah, let's talk soon.
All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Jamil.
Thank you.
All right. That was great. Yeah. And now we are going to try our next guest. And Jeff, if you can kill time.
No.
Okay.
I people can wait along with us, you know. Yeah. You still haven't finished Love is Blind, but you're not going to.
Finished Love is Blind.
I feel like that's something that you would just not watch. Like, that's like the last show you're going to watch if like you run out of all content.
For sure. There we go. All right, let's see how this does.
I just ate and I'm already hungry.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You can't be this guy who like goes through all of his quarantine snacks.
Just because you're here too and those are your snacks as well.
Have you bought anything that you're just like, I'm definitely not going to eat?
I bought kale chips. Guys.
Hey.
Lenny.
One second.
How was that?
Sorry. How's it going?
Lenny, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
We're hanging in there. Are you you washing your hands and being respectful of other people's 6 feet space?
I hope that Lenny says no.
I'm going to be honest with you. Well, yeah, so it's 4 to 6 feet. I just finished watching Contagion yesterday on Netflix. 13 episodes. Took away half of my day.
Yep.
But yeah, 4 to 6 feet, no touching. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, if I can.
You're going to last lap tonight.
I'm at fucking Soho House right now.
Yo.
I couldn't take it. It was driving me crazy. And I'm at Dumbo meeting with my brother Clarity. And
Lenny, don't bring us down. Don't be the cause of this thing continuing.
No. So basically, there's only like 8 people here. And today's their last day. They only open till 6. And Soho's shutting down until further notice.
Did you go swimming?
Does coronavirus spread in water?
I don't know.
It's not on middle surface, so.
Yo, Lenny, congratulations on this new album that came out.
Oh man, I mean, hey, I can't take credit, but I am a part of the Rock Nation family.
I think it was pretty big.
Nah, it was fucking dope, and I think it was just needed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, lyrics.
I mean, it was just needed. It was gems. It was mature, grown man, adult gems that were needed.
How did you get a heads up that it was close to being finished?
Law. I saw, like, you know, Law was like walking around acting shifty, and obviously Jay had a couple of new verses. I know he wanted to get off his chest, but really Law.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw like a paper that had like JLX's name, and I was like, "Law, it's real." But me asking Law if it's real, I've been asking Law if it was real for the last 5 years. So
yeah,
and, you know, he always looked at me with that look like, "What you mean, bro? Of course, bro."
Now the longest wait is actually getting Law on this podcast.
Oh my God, good luck!
I know, yeah.
Law's in La La Land.
He keeps promising and just never, ever, ever comes through.
I feel like we could probably get Jay Electronica up here.
Before Law.
Before Law, right?
Yeah.
Lenny, you've been traveling a lot lately.
A lot.
Been on planes a lot. Are you or have you ever been the guy who's like Naomi Campbell
do you spray down the entire like area?
Dump a couple
bottles of Lysol?
Nah. As of lately, though, I mean, I have been like, you know, taking the towel and wiping it down. The wet naps, but I mean the Lysol naps. But I mean, other than that, like I've been kind of chilling for the last week. But I do travel often. But I can't do like, you know, gloves and like
right the mask
super crazy max with like
are you feeling this whole thing? Has this been like heavy on your soul?
Yes. For the last 4 days, it's like you really kind of feel like when you go outside and when you're like even stuck in the house. Don't get scared, guys. I had a little cold, so of course, like now you get a cold and you fucking panic.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know, you coughing and people looking at you you're a plague. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So like, I went to the doctor. Obviously, got tested. I was totally fine. You know, whatever. The cold already passed over. Like, I'm good. But like, you know, you do get fucking scared. Like, you cough and you're like, oh my God! And you're looking for blood to spill out. You're watching too many movies about viruses.
Yeah. Do you think like watching Contagion helped?
No, it made it worse.
Yeah.
Because now when I cough, I'm like, look, I'm looking to see if, like I said, if blood is spilling out. But no. It kind of gives you a little bit of a more paranoia. You know what I'm saying? That's the only part.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Very chill. I don't like.
Do you pay attention to like the 24-hour news cycle? Are you on like Twitter looking at all the trending topics? Is that a big part of your daily life?
Yeah, I'm on social media too much, and I feel like I get all the wrong information on social media.
Like what?
Like these overly, like, by the way, everybody in the last week I've spoken to, my friend, cousin works for the, and it, like, works for the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And like, and it's just like you hear all these things. Not saying that any of them are going to come true, like the lockdown or like, you know, us being quarantined, but like, it's just like not everybody has a cousin in the Pentagon who heard that. Like, come on, stop.
Of the 8 people at Soho House right now, how many are feeling this conversation?
No, I stepped outside. But yeah, it's like it's literally 8 people. 3 of them look like writers. You know, they're in the corner. They're typing away. There's like two people talking together, like a group of 3. But it's like, whatever, it's cool.
I feel like there's a lot of people who know, all right, Lenny S. is great at music. Lenny S. is great at photography. But what people don't know is Lenny's skill in the kitchen.
Yeah. So, yeah, you must be loving this. You must be like, oh, like I can.
I am.
Yeah. What have you made so far?
I've gone to a different country every day.
Oh, wow. I mean, the whole tour?
I did Mexico yesterday. I did Asia the day before. I did Thailand the day before that. So, yeah.
Wait, what's your forte? Like, if it was just like you can only do one, like you're known for one thing, what is that?
If I had to only do one thing, it'd probably be Italian.
Yeah, well, so you were
saying like I'm like the best at it. I'm saying like I fucking love pasta. So like, you know, and there's so many different forms of it you can do, you know?
Weren't you in Italy like like last year making fresh pasta, right?
And I learned from a Michelin chef with 2 stars.
Well, so did Tai Tai.
Yeah, Tata's dish more so looked like sushi, though. So it's kind of that kind of threw me off. He was making sushi in Italy,
yeah.
But I learned how to make pasta. I learned how to make pizza, just like everything out there.
Are you out there? Are you doing like Fresh Direct to get your shit delivered, or are you like actually going to Whole Foods?
I'm going to the supermarket. Yeah, I'm going to the supermarket.
Wow, he's so humble, just like us.
Yeah,
Lenny's got a MetroCard.
I was in Brooklyn. And I went into like a random like fish market to get some fresh fish and stuff. And I got like 2 like, yo, Kodak, what the fuck you going to Bushwick? And I was like, okay, I think I need to use Fresh Direct.
Does business, like obviously like business across the board has like sort of taken a hit, but does business for you, can you tell the difference in how this is like slowed up?
Yeah. Like, I mean, personally and professionally, like, you just, it gets fucking boring, honestly. And it's like, there's not as much, you know, there's not as much going on. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, like, our business is so much interaction and, like, FaceTime and, like, meetings and, like, strategic planning and, like, you know, office and artists and, like, you know, brands and in-stores. And, you know, there's so much to do with being on the outside. It's not like, we're writers and, you know, it's something that you can do kind of like on your own where you need your own piece.
Yeah.
So it does kind of slow up. There's only but so many emails and texts coming through right now. You know what I'm saying?
But does this like sort of slow down mean that you now have time to work on this long awaited fucking photo book?
I knew you was an actor. 100% I've gotten so much done with the book in the last 4 or 5 days.
What's gonna happen? Like, what's gonna happen first? That Law comes on the podcast, or you finish this book?
Nah, Law might come because I spoke to my publisher, and either way, it's gonna take 9 to 11 months to publish.
Just like the vaccine.
So as long as I get this done in the next 2 or 3 months, then we can go into that part. But no, yeah, I've been dedicating this. And, like, my cousin who kind of helps me with, like, the editing and stuff like that and, like, choosing photos, he's like, yo, bro, I'm off for fucking 3 weeks. So, like, he's about to come and we're really about to get into it.
And for everyone out there, this is not just, like, a few sleeves of negatives. This is, like, a lifetime's worth of work.
No, it's the real deal. It's 25 years of photos.
In all, like, different formats and mediums.
all, from vacations to studios to parties to everything you could imagine, you know, very in depth. And again, 25 years of like me having the camera before most people thought they should be covering content.
Yo, there was a day that we visited you at work, and I think a lot of people know that your office is covered in these just amazing photographs that are all in
and also gold everything frames. Is gold. Yes. Yeah.
And you know, we've been to your office enough that you notice when something's a little different, and we walked in there one day and we were like, yo, there's a photo of you and Puff and Heavy D, is that right?
Yeah. Oh no, it's actually J Puff and Heavy D.
J Puff and Heavy D. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the story behind that photo?
That was at we had a dinner. Def Jam had a dinner for one of the J albums that dropped. I believe it was Mr. Childs. Definitely was Mr. Childs. And like all the super cool, you know, industry friends or what have you came through. So like, I mean, Jada Kiss was there, Angie Martinez, obviously Puff was in the photo, and fucking Heavy D was in the photo. And you know, just a bunch of people came through that day. And again, me just like there with the camera, just like, oh, let me capture some fucking cool moments at this Jay-Z album, Mr. Childs, you know, dinner release dinner thing or whatever.
But there were, but those are three individuals who meant so much to you in one photograph. I think that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Jay, I mean, yeah, for obvious reasons. Puff, for super obvious reasons of me starting out with him and giving me my first shot along with Super Mario. But the Heavy D, really, because, like, Heavy D was one of those people like KRS-One's brother, Kenny Parker. Just guys very early in the game of me. Remember, I wanted to be in the music business since I was a kid, teenager. So Heavy D is one of the first celebrities I met. He used to throw these, like, cool, super cool, famous, like, Heavy D barbecues in Mount Vernon. So like Heavy D was like the first, one of the first, you know, real accomplished, successful rappers to just be like nice and kind to me. We're like, you know, some people were arrogant and kind of like, you know, on some shit. But Heavy D was like super nice and came over and asked us our names and offered us food. And he was always like that every time I saw him. And then, yeah, man, I just, the interaction has always been the same. And he's just a super dope person.
Yeah. Did it throw you off, by the way, the other day? So you're originally from the Bronx. We're from Westchester. Is it weird for you to look up at the news and see that New Rochelle was the fucking like epicenter of this whole shit in America?
I know, right? I mean, that was pretty weird to me.
I looked, and the first testing site where you could drive through in America was location where I had my senior prom.
Oh, wow.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, so now every time you go back there, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Wait, what's up with you guys? Are you guys, like, inside the apartment?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like, not, like, not seeing anybody. Like, we've opted out of every single opportunity to see people for the past, like, I guess, week.
Yo, Sheik hit us up the other day and he pressed us. He was like, yo, you got to come through. Red Rooster's doing this locks thing for us, yeah, and We Are the Streets.
Yeah,
whatever.
There was like a dedicated menu and like there was a whole thing. And so he hit us up and we were on a group chat with Styles, and and Sheik is like, got to see you there, got to see you there, got to see you there. And then at like 6 o'clock, Eric and I were like, yeah, we're like, we're not coming. And Styles was like, I'm not coming either. And Sheik was like, wait, you guys, Sheik was like, wait, you're the one who set it up.
Sheik was also like, yo, he's like, you broke my heart, Fredo. We're like, listen,
oh
guy.
Oh my God. We're like, and you guys don't miss a thing.
I know.
Those guys are not your partners. Those guys are your partners.
I know. So yeah, we've been on lockdown. And I think what's nice for us is that like, we already have the equipment here, you know, we already have like the platform. It's nothing for us to make this a thing. And we just wanted to check in with our people and see how everyone's doing. So mentally, like physically, like all things in, you're doing how well right now?
Scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I mean, health wise. Yeah, I'm at a 9. As far as personally, boredom and going crazy, yeah, I'm at 170.
What is the last thing that you would watch on Netflix? Like, presented all options, and it's like, you've gone through everything, and we're still in this, like, 3 months in. What's the last thing you're watching?
Wait, last thing is in, because it's the best or because it's the worst?
The worst.
Oh, fuck.
Like, are you a reality guy?
No, no.
Oh, I feel like Lenny would be.
I'll pick that because I don't watch reality shows. I'd pick everybody keeps telling me to watch.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And I guess if I have no choice, but I found 77 other things to watch before that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm still okay.
Yo, I went deep on Love is Blind. Like I was like finding them on Instagram before anybody else. Like yeah. I was like finding people's LinkedIns. It was bad.
Like Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiance, all that shit.
Oh
like,
God.
Like, if I have no choice.
Hell no. Well, listen, Lenny, if there's anything that this if there's any like silver lining to this whole thing, it's that it has successfully postponed our lunch with you and David Cho. And
yes.
Hopefully we can pray that this whole thing ends so we can all get together and hang out in person.
Well, so we got to do, wait, really quick before we get off, one lunch with David Cho, of course, because that's our guy.
Yeah.
And then one more, I found a new guy who would be great for our group.
Jay-Z?
nah, his name is Billy, and he's part of the Bape, he's from Bape. This guy is phenomenal. You're going to love him.
That's dope.
He's just as funny as David Cho.
We're with it.
And so we'll all get together.
Wait, before you go, can you explain how we got wrapped up in this whole, like, the announcement for Jay and Jay's album?
Oh, the announcement was just basically, honestly, myself, Shari, Law, you know, some of the people running lead at Rock, we're just trying to gather people who we respect and who we think have a good voice out there, and it didn't really matter about like big followings or like how, you know,
well, thank God.
No, but you know what I mean, like it wasn't about like the fucking, you know, the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It was really about the voices that we really respect and who we feel care about this culture and this business and this music, and obviously you guys were definitely one of them. So
well, thank you for that, and thanks for everything, Lenny. We have these beautiful photographs here hanging on our wall from you that have given us light in these dark times, and we appreciate you, Lenny. Stay safe. Make smart decisions out there. Don't stay too long in public places where there's lots of people.
No, I'm out.
And
I'm about to be out now.
And be safe, and we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yo, shake everybody's hand at Soho House.
Later.
All right, see ya. Shout out to Lenny S.
Shout out to the Soho House.
Yeah, exactly. Great dude. It was pretty wild to get that phone call from our friends over there at Rock Nation to be a part of that rollout.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They were like, you know, it was so hectic. You know, they were leaving it up to us as far as like how to announce it, what to put in there. We looked up exactly how many days it had been since J Electronica signed to Rock Nation. And it was an evening full of like, you know, updating and refreshing. And it was really exciting to be part of this thing that.
And our mentions were filled with people who were like, that album's never coming out. I was great. It was a really great night.
It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that the product stands up because there were people, again, who thought, number one, it wouldn't come out. Number two,
it would be bad.
That it wouldn't live up to the hype. And you listened to it a whole bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand everything in there?
Yeah, I'm seeing with my third eye. I very much enjoyed it. I think that it I like the fact that it exists more than I think I like the product itself, because I think that matters so much more that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you listening to anything else these days that has... You were listening to opera the other day.
I was listening to opera, which I never would
have.
Yeah,
it was a little surprise.
Yeah.
Did that calm you? Did it take you to Italy? What was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was that I just remember Dad playing Pavarotti, that specific Nessun Dorma, like... when we were living at home.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, I liked to listen to
that. Was really nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, we're going to try our third guest here. And it is dialing.
Every single time it dials, I'm just like, thank God.
I know. What an exciting process.
Well, because we just got the splitter that allows us to call people. So now we don't even need guests over here ever.
I know. Shout out to Amazon, by the way, who made the delivery to allow us to do these phone calls.
I don't even care if he doesn't pick up, by the way. I just like the fact that it's dialing.
That it's ringing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! There you are.
Rem.
How are you? How are y'all?
We're doing all right. We're holed up in our apartment. Where are you?
I am in my home in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Very, very quarantine hours. Just like, this is just the weirdest thing in the world.
By the way, you know what I was saying? I was saying Rem might have gone Hollywood, but he still has his 404 number.
Wow.
Still got my 404 number. I did just get a California license, though.
Wow.
Which is like really upsetting. And,
did you get a custom license plate, like a vanity one?
No, I do. I realize I have been driving around with two different license plates in my car, which I feel like is illegal. But yeah, I need to deal with that pretty quickly.
How are you mentally, physically? How's your soul?
I am like a cabin fevery person, so this is like pretty far down on my list of ideal situations. Mm-hmm. I will say that, working at a place like Twitter that is like kind of, you know, one, I feel very fortunate to, you know, be working like with a salary right now. And yeah. Which is very new after like years of freelancing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and so like my mind is like, you know, I'm very sensitive to making sure that, you know, a lot of my friends who, you know, whether DJs or, you know, just doing like working in bars and stuff like that, which is like a sizable portion of friends of mine, especially in New York, are doing okay. And like, if there's anything I can do to help, is there's any like random gigs that I can think of that you can do from your own home, I'm just trying to, you know, be inventive and try to, because this is like it's a really tough time for a lot of folk right now.
Yeah.
Work wise.
Okay. So we checked in on your soul. How is your BET soul?
How is my BET soul? channel 396 on Spectrum. My black entertainment television soul is doing just fine.
Is there any music that's been getting you through all this?
So one thing about living in LA right now is it is safe to just get in your own infected car and drive.
Okay.
As long as no one else is in it.
So right. Isolation is basically all that LA is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I did my like drive where I listened to Jay Elect Yarmulke, mm-hmm. and I did my Uzi drive, which I loved.
Yep.
I love Uzi.
Yeah.
Well, which project did you listen to? Did you listen to the deluxe or the original?
So I listened to the, I haven't done the deluxe drive yet. But I did the original drive. And then, you know, just, you know, LA has kind of turned me into like a complete cliche podcast listener person.
Marin?
So, yeah, you know me. I'm a Marin guy since the beginning. I miss my Monday morning. I miss my Jalen and Jacoby.
Yeah.
You know, I miss my Bill, my Simmons. You know, like I think everyone's just figuring out how to do everything in this new universe. I mean, luckily podcasts and stuff can happen virtually or can happen over the phone. So hopefully those are coming back. I mean, y'all either both are sick or both not sick.
Well,
so, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. That's really, really reassuring.
As a scientist, I feel like I need to lay that out clearly.
The good thing about both of us is that neither of us goes outside or touches anything. So, you know, I feel like in terms of like exposure, ours is pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are a married man. How is your wife doing in all of this? Andrea.
She's doing great. She's busy. You know, like she's really out here working. We're working in the same home right now. So, you know, I went to my office today and took a monitor. Actually, I probably should cut that out. Unclear. Let me start that over. things are going great. We are stocked up on food, even though I've been to like 11 grocery stores looking just for chicken, and it's just not there.
Yo, chicken's the first thing to go.
Yo, there was one grocery store. It wasn't like the empty aisle. They just had like a sheet over the chicken section, as if it was like
it died.
Yeah, they were like, no, there's no chicken. Chicken was never here.
Yeah,
chicken.
Maybe it's a magic trick. You should lift up the thing and see if it appears.
Yeah, it's we're doing well. We're I feel like this is gonna be our new normal until the end of April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just streaming.
Ram,
music.
Well, I know, having known you for almost a decade, you are somebody who, if you go to the grocery store with a specific list, you may end up with something extra. What is the thing that you definitely don't need in your house that you went to Ralph's or Whole Foods or whatever and it came back home with you?
Yeah, I had a whole grocery list to get yesterday. Just came back with two like family size bags of sea salt. It was like surprise. Some of the purchases are super dumb. Like some make perfect sense. Like let's stock up on pasta. Like that makes perfect sense. It's like, do we need two boxes of green tea mochi? Probably. Right. Like, let's get it.
Action figures. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Like, I do. My big thing is I've had a rule about not having, like, real, video game consoles in my home because I love video games too much. And if I have them, I'll, like,
yeah, what's your game?
From any. I mean, I the last like real console I think I had was like a Dreamcast.
Wow.
So that was like 15 years ago, but it was like,
I really wish you were that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I bought it on a Dreamcast on the dark web. A lot of people have been saying like, yeah, I just got a Nintendo Switch. Yeah, I just got this. And it's like, oh, man, I kind of wish I had one of those, but also I still want to be productive. I feel like this could be a really great moment in the reading history of my life.
Yeah.
I could just read some books.
There's a lot of people out there who, actually the other two people on this episode, we had Jamel Hill on and we had Lenny S on, and both of them have book projects that they're going to dedicate this time to finishing.
Love that. Yeah. I love that. Also, I I've told you this. I love Lenny.
He's the best.
He's the best.
Also, I love Jamel.
She's the best, too.
Oh, that would have been so good if you were just like, I only love one of those people.
Yeah. I would be like, I love him or her. No, I love them. Yeah, I really hope that they buckle down. Like, yeah, like, this is your moment, everyone, to write that great novel. Why not?
What's crazy about Jamel is she said that she was going around and giving everybody high fives, but she was spitting on her hand first.
I'm going to make sure I don't tell Jamel where I live.
Rem, having such a social life like you do, how do you survive in a time where it's like, hey, man, I'm really not going to be able to shake hands, not going to be able to, like, hang out.
But I think that everybody understands that, right?
No, I'm asking about how Rem does that, though.
I mean, I think there's, like, a good part of kind of moving to a place where you don't know all the people and people don't even really like to hang out anyway.
Yeah.
If I was in New York, this would be very hard for me because, I would be like,
you'd be a kinfolk.
I'd be trying to figure out like the safest route to get to last lap.
Yeah.
And kinfolk, like just like my place. That's just the thing. It's like the routine. I'm still in the process of figuring out what my routine is in LA. So it's not like I'm necessarily breaking one. I will say it is hard not going, like having a full-time job but not going into the office feels very weird, because I now that I'm back working at home, I feel like I'm in freelance mode.
Yep.
Which means I have like a lot of agency over my time, but there's still like people putting like meetings on my calendar all the time. And I'm like, wait, why are y'all doing this? So it's still like this, it's kind of like a bizarro world right now where I'm like, I'm home. Home is the place where I don't work.
Yeah.
But now home is the place where I do work. But as I said in the beginning, I'm not complaining because
you have a salary.
Because it's a job that can continue in this moment.
Who was the last person that you like shook their hand or gave a high five or had like physical contact with? And do you question that decision?
Yeah, I mean, right before it got really bad and I was just like hanging out with Obama, I was like, should I shake his hand? Like, I don't know, man. Like, where's he been? He just seems like he lives a super chill life right now. I remember mine.
Really... I went to the grocery store and it was like day probably like one of the like people like going to the grocery store and really stocking up. And the guy who runs the grocery store came over and he was like, crazy, bro, right? And then like and shook my hand and I was just like, oh! Like freaking out.
Yeah.
But I think,
you know, like I feel like the people that are still working at the grocery store, still working like at the Targets and still anyone that's still working in these like public places that are still operating are just like heroic figures right now.
Straight up.
Yeah. And, we've been thanking everybody.
Like, it's like a really real thing. Like right now in California, basically it's like banks, grocery stores, and pharmacies are still functioning. And, you know, my cousin in Georgia is a pharmacist at work today. And I'm like, that is, you know, like,
it's gotta be crazy.
This is like, you know, I'm not making like one-to-one comparisons, but like, this is that level of selflessness that is super, super, super just admirable. And like, damn. So yeah, like I'm, you know, like but it's also just so hard. This is the reason this is such a strange moment, because it's like, who knows where the virus is? Like, oh shit, like the back of my hand like grazed a pole, like that could be it.
Yeah.
Or it couldn't, you know, just like washing hands all the time. But also don't forget about the lotion.
Oh, I think they're gonna be like, but don't forget, like, just go out tonight.
No. I'm more like that first 4 or 5 days of just like going from like your standard, I just am a hand washer, to like I wash my hands like every other second.
Yep.
My hands were just so ashy.
What is the 20-second song loop that you sing when you wash?
Good question.
I just do the first 20 seconds of that rocking chair from Some Cut. No lyrics. I don't need lyrics.
Right.
I imagine it's like, I think it's actually 20 seconds before the beat comes in, yeah, before Trillville comes,
yep,
in.
Yep, yep.
So in my head, that's always been a 20-second rocking chair or bed squeak, depending on how, you know, who you are.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just have Some Cut, bed squeak, rocking chair. That's always been a 20-second loop, so it's been pretty nice for me.
You like us, are very close to your mom. I guess,
yes,
that was phrased in a weird way. You're close to your mom. We're close to our mom.
Yes. Yes.
How many times a day are you speaking with your mom by phone?
I'm on a daily thing now, which is great. It should always be a daily thing, but it's not. But, you know, my mom is very, like... I think she is excited about the idea of not having to leave for a couple weeks, because she's a very busy woman, and to a point where I wish she was less busy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that the ATL house is stocked full of food.
Good.
And schools are canceled and her work has gone fully virtual. So like, I'm I'm excited for her for no other reason. I mean, I obviously her health is first, and I'm, you know, we are concerned about our parents because of the older age range being more susceptible. But I'm also just like, you know, maybe my mom will catch up on some sleep.
Yeah.
Come out of this in May, like energized and hopefully energized enough to be like, wait, I really like sleep. I'm going to retire. that's my dream. Who knows if it'll happen? It probably won't, but I am on the daily check-in just to see how things are going.
Is there any project that you have in your new home that you've been sort of neglecting that you're ready to fully commit to in this home time?
Or do you want to join me in this pledge to get completely like yoked during quarantine?
I did 14 push-ups this morning.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Wait, Rem, how many did you do yesterday?
1,000.
None. I've decided that I'm going to do 100 push-ups over the course of the day.
All right.
Each day. The goal is to just knock out 100 in one sitting. Right now, I might be 20 sets of 5.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe in a couple of weeks it'll be 5 sets of 20. Who really knows? Yeah. I'm pretty sure my goal is to get yoked. Mm-hmm. Maybe learn how to make a dish or two of good food.
What about macrame?
Yes, that was my third one. Of course that was my third one, macrame.
Just the pause in between the question and response leads me to believe that.
Yeah, oh, no, I hope that was convincing enough.
It's almost like you just looked at your phone. You were just like, what?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to... Yeah, I feel like there's nothing about this that I'm taking lightly, but I am trying to find the
silver lining.
The silver linings in this, and one of them is to...
Watch the silver lining playbook.
Yeah, is to... I love David O. Russell. I love his films. Watch all of his films.
With the airline prices going down to like insane amounts.
Brazil? Yes. Yes. I'll come to Brazil.
Yeah. Come to Brazil.
Great. Done. Next question.
What's the price point that you would risk going somewhere?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not. It's just not happening, guys. I'm just not. Like I saw.
If we could to Brazil for $30, would you go with us?
Okay, $50 one way to Tampa.
Rem, yes. Tampa. Rem, I got an email through our website from this guy.
You got an email through a website?
I know. Actually, the surprising thing is that it wasn't for the ladies of The Real. But I got an email through our website that was meant for us from an Orthodox Jew on the Upper West Side who is part of some African coalition and is bringing Rick Ross down to Uganda and asked us, Jeff and myself, for more information about the music that Rick Ross makes.
But also says that he doesn't know anything about Rick Ross. And also, did you say he's an Orthodox Jew?
Yeah.
Okay,
that is insane. Yeah, I love
so if we get... If we get $50 tickets down to Uganda, are you coming with us?
Yeah, I'll meet y'all. Yeah, y'all go. Let me know how it's like when someone's like, "Yo, go to the party." Let me know how it is. Like, yeah. Go to Uganda.
Yo,
let me know what the vibe
hit me with
is
a text.
Like.
Yeah,
and then like we'll make it happen.
Yo,
of course.
We went to a birthday party in Brooklyn maybe like 6 months ago, and we showed up like 3 hours late, right? And we were shocked that none of our friends were there. And then who showed up like an hour later saying that he was on the way like 3 hours before? Jinx. Jinx.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Brandon.
By the way,
Brandon Jinx.
That's right. That's
Brandon
right.
Brandon Jinx Jenkins. Rem, you were just in town in New York. We were supposed to meet up with you. We left our quarantine to hang out with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We get to Brooklyn. It took us like, I don't know, 8 hours.
Yeah.
And we get to the spot. You guys had all just left. So we hit you. We were like, yo, like, where is everybody at? Let's like meet up. Silence. Where'd you guys go?
I don't remember this. Was this? This feels like an invented story. I always blame Jinx.
Yeah,
it's a good move.
I have to, and I can't even. It's Jersey. I can't even blame Jersey Jinx. That's why I say it's Brandon Jinx.
Brandon Jinx.
Or Brand Jenkins. I forget. There's so many. He has so many alter egos. But,
yeah, Brand Jenkins is the new.
Oh, the new wave?
Brand, yeah. Brand Jenkins.
Wow, he must know someone at Twitter.
I did not do that.
Let the record show.
Rem, before we let you go, do you have any concrete plans this week?
Well, yeah, I have a lot. All of the meetings that have showed up on my calendar, those are pretty concrete. I have to do those.
Yeah.
I have a goal of I'm watching the show Kim's Convenience. It's a great sitcom, and started it yesterday, and I'm gonna try to knock out maybe a season every other day.
Wow.
And you know, I think I need to finish Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter book 4. I told one Alexandra Covington, our dear friend,
I would finish it by
Monday, but I did not.
Do you guys have a virtual book club?
We do not have a virtual book club, but she was making fun of me because I fall asleep to the Audible of Goblet of Fire.
Nice.
Wait, who does the reading of it?
A British man.
Do you remember, man, probably eight years ago or so, we and like Jason Lipschitz and like a whole bunch of like people, Erica Ramirez, I'm sure, Koza, I'm sure, we all vowed to be part of this book club, and we would read Wahida Clark's first book on the Cash Money imprint.
I remember this.
You have a copy.
God, of course.
I'm trying to.
I have a copy.
I'm looking around for our copy. It's got to be somewhere.
It's over here.
Should we?
There it is.
Should we restart this?
It's Payback Ain't Enough.
Oh yeah, Payback Ain't Enough. Classic. Criterion.
I would say it's one of Wahida Clark's top five novels.
No. It's canon. It's Wahida canon.
Yeah.
I will say that I have found even over this weekend a lot more virtual FaceTime check-ins with friends, because it's one of those things, like 10 years ago, everyone's in New York. Everyone you know is like basically in the same city. And then people start moving. You start losing track of like, not necessarily people's lives, but like what everyone's up to. We're now like in this moment again where everyone's doing the same thing. It doesn't matter where anyone is. Like the two friends of mine who are in Maine and two friends of mine who are on the other side of LA, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can't see either. So basically, it's like, hey, let's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're doing a puzzle? I'm doing a puzzle. Let me see your puzzle. I'll show you my puzzle. You know, like,
yeah. You're reading Payback Ain't Enough? I'm reading Payback Ain't Enough.
You want to read chapter one aloud? Great. I'll pick up and read chapter two aloud. Great. And then we'll alternate. So. This is like a very, very, very strange time, and it's a time that I think it's gonna rise people's stress levels a lot. And I can't remember anything like this that where like every single day was completely different. I feel like if I leave Twitter for 2 hours, like who knows what's going on and what could happen. But I just want everyone to. I just there's a lot of people who are being affected by this in like in insanely different ways. I just want everyone to come out on the other side. Okay.
Yeah. Like I feel like, this must be like what it's like to go through a war.
You know, I was saying that to someone the other day where I was like, damn, like I'm in the grocery store and there's like, you can only get one roll of toilet paper per family. And it's like, we're doing rations and curfews and stay at home. And you know, there are some similarities. I will say though, I think this is like definitely the time to like, if you have friends who, you know, make things, sell things, do things like podcast, anything that can like, that creates revenue, I feel like this is the time, outside of all the other times you should have been doing it, to support the homies, because money for a lot of folk is just not, like, you realize how much what so many people do are baked into doing things in person, whether that's events, whether that's things at venues or bars or restaurants or all this stuff. So it's like, you know, if you really want to support people outside, like, one, do it by staying the hell home, but two, like, check in on the homies, see like how people are doing, see if there's anything that you can do to, like, you know, make this financially difficult moment a little less you know, hectic. So I've been, that's what's been on my mind a lot today, just kind of seeing like, oh, what can be done.
Well, I think it starts with, like you said, the FaceTimes, the check-ins, and we certainly appreciate hearing your voice. We love Same you. We y'all. Love Drea, and be safe out there, and we'll be checking in on you, Rem.
Absolutely. I love y'all so much.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Shout out to Rembert. Shout out to Jamel Hill. Shout out to Lenny S. And shout out to all you guys. And like Rem was saying, it really is important, because a lot of people are going through it in so many different ways. And it's you know, it starts with the health, and then it just cascades out to many different portions of the day that we don't even think about. And so I'm glad that Rembert brought that up. And again, we'll be doing this regularly. We'll be checking in on our friends, our family, and our extended friends and family.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, you know, if you're out there and you're feeling like you haven't accomplished anything today, go make your bed. Make sure you smell good. Make sure you look good. You know, and then hopefully you'll feel good.
Absolutely.
So I think that's something to carry you through.
Yeah, we're doing this day by day. Hopefully you guys are doing this day by day with us. As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.